This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Mourners gathered today to bury the first of four victims shot to death in Mattapan last week. Friends and family members at the Timothy Baptist Church in Roxbury remembered Simba Martin as a youth worker and an active member of the church. Martin was one of the four people killed last week, along with his girlfriend, Iyana Flannery, and her two-year-old son, Amani Smith. Martin would have turned 22 yesterday. He was born in the Virgin Islands, but he had moved to the U.S. as a young boy, and he was studying criminal justice at Quincy College. WBUR's Andrew Phelps was at Timothy Baptist Church today, and he joins us now.
Hi, Sasha.
Andrew, you weren't allowed inside the church for the funeral, but you were outside. What did you see?
That's right. I couldn't see inside, but I could hear two things, the singing and the prayer, and it carried the grief across the street. I know that it was standing room only inside. There were hundreds of people inside this little church in Roxbury. Balconies filled with people, a basement downstairs set up as overflow with a TV screen so people could watch the ceremony. Very powerful stuff. The sister of Simba Martin, the half-sister, Shaniqua Marsh, gave a little speech, and of course I don't have sound of her speaking, but we do have a transcript from the program. She said, "For those people that did this to you, God and Jesus will serve them right, because they harmed not one but five of God's children, and I hope you aren't worrying about the family down here, because we'll make it through. Maybe not today, tomorrow, next week, or next year, but eventually we will."
So Simba Martin was going to be 22. Actually, he just
turned 22 yesterday. That's right.
What else do we know about him?
By all accounts, a good kid. He studied abroad in the Netherlands and in France. People say that he developed a real appreciation for other cultures and languages. He studied Japanese. Simba Martin played basketball, volunteered at his church quite a bit, was a volunteer lecturer at the Vacation Bible School over the summer, was going to Quincy College to study criminal justice.
And I believe the city observed a minute of silence at noon today. There'll be funerals for other victims of last week's shooting later in the week. And just yesterday, there was an extradition hearing for the one person that's been arrested. He's not going to fight his extradition, so we'll see that suspect, I think, later this month in Boston.
That's right.
What's the latest on the investigation? Any new happenings or any new news today?
No new arrests since the arrest of Kamani Washington, who you just mentioned, the young man arrested in Manchester, New Hampshire, who will be coming back down to Boston. He is not charged with murder. He's charged with crimes said to be associated with the crimes. Police say they don't yet know a motive for the killings, and they are working this case night and day.
So most likely a lot more to come and a lot more funerals, unfortunately, to happen.
Unfortunately, another one tomorrow for two more of the victims, including the two-year-old that was shot dead last week.
Andrew, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Andrew Phelps is a reporter and a blogger for WBUR.org. Yeah.